Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
At the end of the second week of the 12th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, currently discussing the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church, Pope Benedict XVI celebrates Vespers in the Sistine Chapel on Saturday evening in the presence of the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, His Holiness Bartholomew I. Among those scheduled to attend, together with the Synod Fathers, is Professor of Sacred Arts at the Theological Faculty of Sacred Arts of Central Italy in Florence, Monsignor Timothy Verdon, who highlights the religious meaning of this papal chapel. Monsignor, tell me in a nutshell what the primary meaning of the Sistine Chapel is.
Primary meaning in the Sistine Chapel, the chapel of the Vicar of Christ and successor of Peter, most likely was still religious. I'm one of a number of people who try to work in this field and convert the imagination, as it were, to a capacity to see the religious content.
But Michelangelo was not a theologian. He had theologians to help him better understand.
That's certainly true. Michelangelo, in one of his writings, claims at one point that he was allowed to do what he wanted in the Sistine Chapel, and that's simply not credible because it was too central, too important, too official a place.
How does this visual experience fit in with our faith?
In Christianity, art, the visual experience, comes close to the very core of what we believe. We believe in a Word that became flesh. Why did he become flesh? So that we could see him. That's what the Gospel of St. John says. And I think it's helpful to remember that in Christian theological tradition, the ultimate goal is not to go to a great library in the sky where we read the Bible. Really, in heaven, the theologians agree, the written scriptures will no longer exist. They will no longer be necessary. Because in heaven, the experience that we are promised is a beatific vision. So the ultimate experience for Christians is to see God as we are now seen by God, to see and to know and to take joy in God's beauty as God now sees and knows and roots for us as we seek to reclaim the beauty.
And our thanks there to Monsignor Timothy Verdon, Professor of Sacred Arts at the Theological Faculty of Sacred Arts of Central Italy.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.